Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Luis Medina. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes McDowell. The throw from Boone and he is safe. McDowell steals second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McDowell moves to third. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman bunts, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. White moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Medina is 0 for 1 in the game. Medina hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Medina moves to second. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bannister scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-2 in the game. Firmin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Firmin moves to second. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Firmin moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Luis Medina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Medina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Medina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Firman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Ray Palacios pinch runs for Bob Boone. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Palacios moves to second. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Palacios moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Palacios scores. Stillwell moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Palacios now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Dave Clark pinch hits for Luis Medina. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing right field. Steve Farr now pitching. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.